Meteorologist Ed Kieser says we'll have some rain today, and he'll have details on that coming up in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Higher utility prices may mean that a state-sponsored home heating assistance program may not be able to expand to help more people. But the woman who oversees the enrollment program in Champaign County says about 5,500 households will get help from the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, this year. Darlene Kleppel of the county's Regional Planning Commission says her office has already interviewed 2,000 people even before LIHEAP enrollment expands to the general public next month.
We have four case managers, and they're just filling appointments as fast as we can see people. And we're keeping up right now. We're booking out about a week and a half. Thursdays is our walk-in day. And so people that are actually disconnected can come in on Thursdays, and we see that day, you know, about 120, 130 people.
Right now, only those whose utilities have been cut off can sign up for LIHEAP. Last month was open to seniors and people with disabilities. Kleppel's office is now setting up interviews in Fisher, Rantoul, and Tolono, as well as its Champaign Urbana headquarters. The Illinois House will delay its post-election turn to Springfield. Amanda Vinicky explains why.
Governor Rod Blagojevich made hefty use of his veto powers this year, using them to cut nearly $1.5 billion from the budget, to radically alter various pieces of legislation, and to rework a campaign finance measure. Typically, the General Assembly would decide whether to accept or reject those changes during a fall veto session. But rather than wait, the House and Senate returned to Springfield several times this summer and early fall. Steve Brown is spokesman for the Speaker of the House, Mike Madigan.
So the work of the first week of the veto session is concluded.
Brown says that's why Madigan decided to cancel that week. The House was supposed to return November 12th. Instead, representatives are set to return to the Capitol November 19th. A spokesman for the Senate president says that chamber may also cancel days, but no decisions yet been made. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The fifth and sixth civil lawsuits have now been filed against the Urbana School District in the wake of convicted former teacher John White. Attorney Tom Bruno says he's filed suits in Champaign County on behalf of two unidentified girls. They were former students of White's, and they charged that the former Thomas Paine school teacher sexually molested them in their class. White is serving a 60-year prison sentence for those incidents and others at his previous job at a grade school in Normal. The suits also name current and former Urbana administrators, teachers, and staff, claiming they are negligent in letting White continue teaching despite complaints against him. Urbana school officials referred comments to the district's attorney, who has not returned calls. Champaign police are investigating a bank holdup at a Bank Champaign branch off Neal Street near Marketplace Mall. Police say a suspect entered the bank yesterday afternoon with a black bag and gave a note to the teller demanding money. The teller believes the suspect had a weapon, but none was displayed. The suspect took an undisclosed amount and may have fled the scene while in a white van or SUV. No one was hurt. Police are looking for a white man about 6 feet, 300 pounds. They report that he was wearing a dark-colored short-sleeve shirt and fake long blonde hair with a gray beard and a large tattoo, possibly fake, on the left arm with a tribal design. Anybody with information about the robbery can call Champaign Police or send in their anonymous tip to Crime Stoppers. The Champaign School Board will discuss a plan to put more financial documents on their website. Board members agreed to consider the proposal at an upcoming meeting. Tony Pomonas, a Republican County Board candidate, says Unit 4 should follow the lead of more than 30 other Illinois school districts and post their check registry online. That is, records of each district payment, its recipient and amount, and a short line explaining its purpose. Pomonas says putting the check registry on the Unit 4 website would help bolster its case for the upcoming countywide tax referendum to fund school facilities.
November the 4th, there's a referendum on the ballot that's asking for more money in the form of a sales tax increase. So it could really benefit the school district itself in that it would convince people to sort of have more faith in the system, see where their money is being spent.
School Board President Dave Tomlinson says he's willing to discuss the idea but wants to be sure putting the information on the Unit 4 website won't be too much of a strain on district staff. Finance Director Gene Logus cautioned that the district's check registry would need modification to include all of the information Pomona's seeking. The proposal could come up for school board discussion as soon as its special meeting on October 27th. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather on the 150th anniversary, Ed, of the seventh and final debate between senatorial candidates Abraham Lincoln and Stephen Douglas. This one took place in Alton, Illinois.
The 150th anniversary of that.
Yeah, so, 1858 on this date.
So their debate was just 50 years before the last Cubs World Series victory.
That's right.
As you noted yesterday. That's,
and we'll have the final of this season's presidential debates tonight at 8 o'clock on WILO from NPR.
Well, that when you put things in perspective, I'm just thinking about it, about, you know, sometimes how weird time is. The Cubs winning the World Series much closer to Lincoln-Douglas debates than now. Just...
That's right.
That's amazing.
Well, if you want a closer one, 5 years ago on this date, October the 15th,